Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I am Bo.
And I'm John David.
And here we are again, number 3.
Yeah, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
Quickly becoming my favorite time of the week.
Dude, I'm glad to hear that. I really am. But before we get started, we want to definitely thank our listeners who have been so gracious to us. We just hit the ground running with the show. I didn't post it out there, but we were actually in the top 10 in hobby shows in Podomatic, it's a service that we use to get this file out to the various listening sources. And they actually ranked us in their top 10.
We love it. That's awesome.
Is that not awesome? Yeah. I mean, that's great.
It's great. Yeah. Thanks, y'all. We really do appreciate it.
We also appreciate that you guys have been answering the call, and we've gotten some good feedback on iTunes, mm-hmm. Some excellent ratings. Some great reviews, and we have a couple of new segments to really let you guys be front and center in this show, because as much as me and JD love hanging out, we also want you guys to be a part of this as well.
So. Right. There's so much, particularly like just pipe knowledge and feedback and stuff out there, and plus just we want a lot of this to take on the kind of flavor of our listeners and all that kind of thing. So please comment to us, and we're glad that y'all have pitched in as much as you have.
Absolutely. So JD. Man, what's been going on?
Man, just a whole lot. We've kind of been busy around the shop, and ran some errands this morning on my way here. It was kind of interesting. I went by the pharmacy on my way here. I was smoking my pipe. I've been smoking Merriweather, which is one of our blends. It's kind of a Virginia Perique blend that we have at the Squire. And pulled up to the pharmacy window, get my prescription filled, and probably 22-year-old pharmacy tech. She looks at me and. Here I am in my white Honda Accord, wearing my sunglasses, got my Peterson pipe and my V-neck t-shirt. Right. And, she just looks at me like, who on earth is this? And, as a young pipe smoker, she's probably like 22 years old, just had no idea
single,
what to
ladies.
Do with me. Exactly. Yeah. She had no idea what to do with me. And she just kind of looked, she did a double take. And eventually she asked me about my tattoo, which was kind of weird. And she looked at me and then said, well, have a good day. And it was just this great interaction. And I see that a lot when I smoke a pipe in public, particularly, just as a young man. So.
Yeah. One thing, I was going back and listening to episode 1, recently. And one thing I believe you said in that show is that when you have a pipe, you're making a statement.
You're making a statement.
I like that.
You're already commanding some attention. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Good.
It's a lot of fun.
My wife and I just celebrated our 6-year anniversary.
That's great, man.
Yeah. I actually meant to bring my pipe along with me on our exotic vacation that we went on.
Right.
We went to the romantic getaway of Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the the most ritzy and just absolutely one of a kind hotel, the Hilton.
Ah, the old Hilton County Line. excellent.
We actually
tell you me know, you got some room service or something.
We had a lot of fun. We stayed in the executive suite and went up to the executive lounge, which had a lot of loud executives.
I think isn't that like the tallest building in Mississippi or something?
It it's might like, well because it's kinda, on a hill.
I think saying
it,
something.
I
yeah.
think it gets that. Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
But yeah, so it's been a good week. I meant to bring my pipe along with me, but unfortunately,
yeah, and it's a little quiet around your house this morning. The baby's at the at the daycare.
Yeah, well, actually, she is off getting her first probably her first round of shots where she's kind of with it enough to yeah. know that something you know that she's getting a shot.
Something's going on. Yeah,
yeah.
Mom and Daddy are probably on a little edge this morning.
Yeah, I tried to give her a pep talk this morning. I was like, you know, sometimes Mom and Dad, you know, we do a lot of things because we love you, and a lot of those things you're going to really enjoy, and sometimes you're just not going to enjoy them. And as somebody who personally is not a huge fan of needles at all, like I could never do a tattoo. I could not do anything.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a child, my mom and the nurse had to hold me down while the doctor gave me a shot.
Right.
And when I say as a child, I was kind of maybe a preteen. Like
right,
I was
right.
not
like 9 years
fan.
Old.
Oh yeah, dude.
Did he give you a lollipop afterwards or?
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
I was mad, dude. I think I kicked the nurse. It was,
right.
It was a horrible situation.
That sounds terrifying. Yeah.
hopefully, my little girl will handle things with a little bit more dignity than I
Absolutely.
Did.
She's probably got some more of her mom in her. So.
Oh dude. Great. I'm sure at 6 months, she's way more ahead of where I was at 9 years
right.
for sure.
Right.
Well, good. Well, hey, dude, let me just tell you, I have been so excited,
yeah.
so stoked about this particular show.
Yeah.
Because as I've mentioned before, I've got a small pipe collection.
Right.
You know?
Right.
What is a decent sized pipe? Like if somebody is a collector.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually a great question. You know, people that smoke a pipe all the time, they're going to tell you, you know, you really need a pipe for every day.
Right.
I think eventually at some point, some pipe seller came up with the idea because they're like, well, you got to have more pipes.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you got to constantly rotate your pipes.
What's your Tuesday pipe? Sure.
You got it. Right. I mean, and then you got to have, you know, if you have seven for a week, then you got to have one for each Tuesday of the month.
There
so
you go.
It extrapolates really quickly.
Oh, but, now see, that's a good idea. Tuesday is, of course, recording day for here at the Country Squire Radio.
That's right.
Maybe you should have a Country Squire Radio pipe.
I might need to do that, actually, a particular pipe. But it might have to reflect, the pipe might have to reflect the personality that I feel that morning. You know, am I spunky? Am I more thoughtful? Am I mad about something?
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. No, but man, you've got a nice little collection of pipes here. I'm excited. I see six of them there. That
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So they're all fairly unique. And what I will do is I took a picture of them. I threw them up on Facebook.
Good.
And I linked to the Podastery page and also connected the Country Squire.
Yeah.
Tagged them as well. But I'll put these up in our show notes at podastery.com as well that you can go and so you can see very specifically what we're looking at, and I'll make sure they're in order of discussion here. So
yeah,
just take me down. What do I have here,
man? Yeah, it looks like you got a straight bunch of just a great set. We've got looks like you're a fan of the straight pipe, man. You got several different straight. See a few billiards and an egg.
So that one in your hand right there is kind of the shiny finish one. That was the first pipe I ever bought. What is that?
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's just a straight billiard, man. Actually, it says Italy on the bottom, probably some Italian briar. Looks like it's got some straight grain with a little flame on there. Really sharp. Nice little billiard. Yeah, it's great. Vulcanite stems. I don't know if any of y'all have like a vulcanite stem. That material is called vulcanite. It's showing some bite marks and it's particularly soft
A lot of bite marks.
A lot of bite marks. You bite down. It's particularly soft on your teeth. But the problem with vulcanite is that it shows a lot of wear over time. So, but that's easy, man. We could buff that out real quick. There's all kinds of ways to
I never
do
even
that.
Knew you could do anything like that.
You
like,
can, man. Yeah, I've seen pipes with much more severe wear than that go into the shop and come out just looking brand spanking new. So there's a lot of ways to take care of that. Lucite's a material that's really hard, and like this one on the very end that we'll get to later.
Right.
That's lucite, and that man, you can't scar that up. It's very hard to break through. In my opinion, it's a little harder on your teeth and just kind of not as comfortable, but a lot more durable. Yeah.
Lucite is lucite always that kind of caramel? color?
Yeah, well, a lot of lucite stems are kind of, they have like a kind of a marble, kind of a ribbon through them, but they come in all different colors. I mean, I've seen them smoke black to lime green. Okay. So, yeah.
But the vulcanite, is that typically black?
Yeah, vulcanite and acrylic are going to be mostly black. Yeah, occasionally you'll see some acrylic that's got some different colors in it, but traditionally it's black. Yeah. Okay. So, good great deal. Little first pipe. Second pipe, man, that thing's huge. That's a...
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. Dude, that's a nose warmer that you can sit there all day with.
I got that one very specifically. I was getting into a poker game in Memphis, like there's a group of guys, and so I wanted something that I wouldn't have to keep repacking, and I wanted something that had a nice size bowl to it.
You got to stay focused if you're Game Shark sitting there staring them down.
Exactly. And, I wanted something that was kind of in the Sherlock Holmes curve.
Yeah, it's got a deep bend. This is actually a Savinelli. That's a Duca Carlo, which is one of Savinelli's just kind of really great entry-level kind of pipes. And these are excellent because they come in a variety of shapes. Most dealers, when they ship them to us, by the dozen. And they're great because they come with a real nice kind of deep stain. And if I'm not mistaken, this one features the balsa insert system. Yeah, it sure does. And Savinelli's... a lot of the newer Savinellis feature this balsa insert system. Several different pipe makers kind of have their way of getting around like pipe gurgle and just like kind of taking your saliva out. They don't, a lot of the nicer brands won't put a cotton filter in their pipe, but Savinelli, the way they've done it is they take a little piece of balsa wood and stick
it. That's what I've got right there.
And that's what you've got in this Duca Carlo. They put it in the stem. And then it just shoves right in there. And that balsa wood actually soaks up a lot of the saliva before it gets to the bowl.
Okay.
And so that's just going to keep your smoke cooler and drier. And the drier that chamber is in there, typically the cooler your pipe will smoke. So that's great. We have a lot of folks that love Savinelli just for that reason. Yeah.
Good so deal.
That's good. Next one we got looks like a rusticated. What is it? Oh, that's a Leonessa. Yeah. And this is a great just again, that's a little egg, kind of rusticated shape. Leonessas are really popular because you're not going to spend kind of an arm and a leg,
right?
But you're still going to get a quality briar pipe.
I hunted down that pipe.
This was on your hit list.
Was on my hit list. My wife and I went to Italy about a little bit over a year ago.
Yeah.
And before we went, I knew I wanted to get a pipe very specifically for that trip.
Right.
And also having When they remade Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr., that interpretation, I suppose, of the character with Robert Downey Jr., he had that, what do you call it? It's a, like a saddle bit?
Yeah, so it's a saddle stem.
Okay,
yeah.
So that, I'd never really paid attention to a pipe with a saddle stem like that, and I thought it was so cool. So I knew I wanted a saddle stem, straight pipe, and I knew I wanted it to have, whereas a lot of the pipes I've had before were a little bit softer, or smoother, or even one that I had before where it was sandblasted, it was still kind of a soft sandblast.
Right.
This one has...
It's pretty deeply rusticated, yeah.
Is that what it's called when it has the
That's right. Yeah, a lot of times what they'll do if this is great briar, I'm sure, but what they do is if a briar has kind of some visual defects or something, they'll carve it or rusticate it to where it's just got a really unique kind of nice finish that's unique to the pipe, and that kind of gets rid of any blemishes but still gives it a really cool look.
Yeah,
I love rusticated pipes. Some people actually say that a rusticated pipe smokes cooler just because the pipe bowl has more surface area to breathe. I'm not sure if that's right or not, but I think they look really sharp. So.
Yeah, I liked it because I wanted the texture in my hand too while I was holding it.
Right.
And the
saddle stem too, man, I'm a big fan. Like for some reason, I think they look sharp. I can point with it and kind of feel real commanding.
Yeah. Right.
I think they're also maybe a little easier to hold in your teeth too. I like it. Looks like you've been holding this one in your teeth quite a bit.
It is. It's one of my two favorite go-to pipes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Now the next one we've got here, this is probably my favorite Bo York pipe. And this is an excellent Bo York pipe because this makes me think of him. Fishing and just murdering some brim out on the Ross Barnett Reservoir.
Not lately, man. The brim have been killing me.
The brim have been kind of elusive, huh?
Dude, I've been feeding them like crazy. We've recently discovered this place in our yard to get worms.
Yeah.
And so now, I will go and I will dig up there right before we go fishing.
Right.
And we'll either go out to the reservoir or we'll go to LaFleur's actually.
Yeah.
To the lake out there. And all I have been doing is feeding the fish.
Just feeding the fish.
Dude, they're going to be huge by the time I actually catch one.
This is all deliberate. You're growing them for your future harvest.
Yes. Sure. Right. Let's go with
that. We're going to go with whatever helps you sleep at night, right?
But this is the church warden?
This is a great. It's a small little, I'd call it like kind of a petite church warden.
Okay.
And actually, I believe this is an older Savinelli, which is just a really sharp, small. This thing's probably 30 years old, Bo. It's really good looking.
It's the second pipe that I ever bought.
Yeah.
And it was very specifically because, you know, I got that first one just because it seemed very almost kind of basic.
Yeah.
And kind of traditional.
You want a classic look.
Yeah. I just wanted to kind of, you know, test it out and start it. With that one I got, I was kind of dabbling in watercolors at the time, like a painting.
Yeah.
I had a very stressful job at that time several years ago, and so I was advised to try painting to kind of try to, you know, ease my stress.
Yeah.
And so while I was painting, I would smoke on that.
Dude, painting and smoking your pipe, I don't know how much less stressful you could get.
Yeah, it's good.
That's great. Yeah, I love that little pipe. That's a great pipe. And I encourage, if you've never smoked a church warden pipe, you need to at least give it a shot. Like a small one like that. I even have a Bing's favorite pipe. I may have mentioned that on a former show, but man, that longer stem, it's just long enough to cool those aromatic tobaccos down just enough to be a little softer on your tongue. I love a longer stem like that. They're not particularly practical. Like, this would be kind of hard to get in and out, you know, of your car and that kind of thing with. But, man, they just smoke really cool. I love a church warden. Man, this next one is gorgeous. And I'm actually, let's see, the side of it says Viking Classic. And it's just a real, like, that's probably some of the best rustication you can find in a pipe, you know, in a pipe this range and this size and everything. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Now that one, I can't remember. It was either a Christmas gift or an anniversary gift from my wife.
Yeah.
And it was one that I had my eye on for a while. Again, this is while I was living in Memphis. And it's actually, that's the one that is now featured in our new album art for Country Squire Radio.
Yeah, we love our new album art. Y'all be sure to check it out.
I'm trying to remember what really spoke to me about it. It kind of had kind of a captain's feel. Like if I was like, you know, on a ship or on a pirate ship or something like that.
That's right. It's like, man, you need a little captain's hat and all that stuff. And man, I don't know, on the Titanic or something.
Yeah. Well, no, the other thing was I wanted the curved shape.
Yeah.
And the one that I had prior was just so big.
Right.
Like even just like holding it in my hand, you know, I'd almost have to hold it in my fist just because the bowl is so big.
Yeah. And this is a lot more modest. Like, you know, this is something, it's just not going to be so bulky to tote around with you and stuff. It's still got a deep chamber though. And one thing I like about a deep chamber is that you can either fill it up the whole way or, man, you can fill it up halfway and enjoy it for part of the day. It's not something you really have to commit to. Some people, you know, they say if you got a bigger bowl pipe, you need to fill it up every time. Man, I'm all about, like, if you don't want to smoke a whole bowl, you know, fill it up halfway and enjoy it for, you know, as long as you want.
No right or wrong way.
Yeah, no right or wrong way, in my opinion. Just enjoy. I like that little wood inlay, too. And the Viking hat with the horns on the side is particularly...
it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's pretty clutch. I like that.
All right, so this is this next one is one of my two favorite pipes.
Yeah.
Because it was a gift from yourself.
That's right.
And one Mr. John Grant, who actually will come up later on in the show.
That's right. We give him a little shout out to the judge here.
That's right. that was a homewarming and a early before I was a father gift.
That's right. Yeah. I guess, because you found out that y'all were having a kid, I guess, right as you moved in your new house.
It was actually right as we started looking to buy houses.
That's right.
We had kind of gone back and forth, and we were like, okay, let's look at buying a house, and then we found out we got a little one on the way.
I remember John and I were like, okay, look, Bo's going through a lot. We got to get him something. This is ridiculous.
Dude, so. that was after.
Well, you came in my shop several times to the Squire, and you were coveting this pipe, and I knew exactly which one to get you, so it's great. This is a Savinelli Roma. And Romas are wonderful because they're all rusticated, but they come in both a lucite and a vulcanite stem. And of all the Savinelli lucites, I think the Romas, the lucite on the Romas is the most stunning. The way they marble that with kind of those caramel and bronze colors in there, I mean, it's just remarkable. And Anytime I want to take a picture of a pipe for our website or something, just to make something look real flashy, I almost always grab Aroma because they're just really, really stunning. But yeah, this one's beautiful. It also has that balsa system in there. And also, a lot of folks... Yeah,
you can see that one's well.
I can see, yeah. This
I probably need to change that out.
This balsa's been used a few times. Yeah. We do as we say, not as we do sometimes.
Right.
But yeah, it's a great print. That shape is called a prince. Princes are awesome because generally they sit flat.
Right, yeah.
But they're still round. It doesn't have a flat bottom, so it's still kind of comfortable to hold in your hand and that kind of thing. It's also typically a little longer pipe. And so it's just a great classic shape. The one thing about the Savinellis a lot of folks don't know is that even though a lot of them feature that balsa system, you don't have to use that. And I actually, on all my Savinellis, I prefer not to use the balsa just because I smoke often enough. It's kind of a little bit too much trouble for me. And so they come with a converter. You can actually put the converter in there.
Oh, you know, I think I've got one, but I've never used it.
Yeah, and what the converter does, see, if you took the balsa out and didn't use the converter, you'd be drawing too much air. It'd probably burn your tongue up.
It's like a little black spiral.
Just a little black tube.
Yeah,
a little small black plastic tube, and it just fits right in your pipe stem. That helps a lot. I like a straight pipe like this, and generally with a straight pipe, I can take a pipe cleaner and run it all the way to the bowl
right.
without even taking the pipe apart. And with the balsa, you know, you just can't do that, so I put the little converter in there, and it works great. That's how I smoke all my Savinellis. So it's a beautiful pipe, though. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I very much have. Like I said, it's one of the my top two between that and the Italy pipe, not the one that was made, although I think it was made in Italy, but the one that I took to Italy.
Right.
So those are definitely my top two.
Right, right.
So, you know, that's my collection. What do you feel that I am, am I missing anything? Because I like to have a lot of different styles.
Yeah.
I don't have anything like where like the bowl is like a carved face or
like
anything.
Like a carved. I know.
I'm kind of fine with that.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think, a lot of folks, to a pipe collection, they'll add like a meerschaum pipe. Meerschaum, for those of y'all who don't know, it's this substance that is mostly harvested in Turkey, and they carve these beautiful, it's a white kind of foamy substance. They carve it into these different shapes. And the reason they make pipes out of it is that it's a very porous substance. So, and so just because it's porous, it smokes real coolly. And then also it changes color over time with the oil on your hands. And then also just the tobacco seeping through there.
Nice.
Actually, a lot of folks won't touch it with their hands because they don't want to mess it up with the oil. They just do the tobacco. And over, 200-300 smokes, it turns this beautiful bronze color. Really, really nice. But they're not practical at all. They break all the time. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I might add one of those or you got some beautiful, you got that church warden. We've got full, big church wardens and even ones that are...
Yeah, I might have to get a curved church warden.
Might have to get a big Gandalf one.
Yeah, I might have to. I don't know. That might be my next thing. We'll just have to see.
Yeah, well, I think you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, next week I think that one of the topics that is of interest to me, given that I've got all these variety of pipes, and I know that a topic that's interested to a lot of enthusiasts is how to how best to keep up and what's the best way to preserve and just make sure you're treating your pipes right.
Yeah, so it seems like you need a few lessons on that.
So we were looking over them, I'm like, right. Hey, I need to learn more about that. Let's do that next episode. Because that's really what this show is. It's really more for my benefit.
Right. Exactly. We sit here and teach about how to smoke pipes.
That's right.
No, that's great.
That's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we've got a couple of new segments. We've got two new segments today.
Yeah.
That we're hopefully going to go ongoing with. And it's really all about the listeners. So let's jump into it.
I'm excited.
Pipe question of the week.
All right. On this week's Pipe Question of the Week, it comes to us from the Disco Biscuit.
Oh, we love the Disco Biscuit.
Do we love the Disco Biscuit?
We do. We do. He's a great friend, and he is always asking questions and wanting to know more about the latest pipe stuff. So, we've got a great question from him.
All right. Well, the Disco Biscuit asks, what does it mean when tobaccos are flue cured or fire cured?
Yeah, this is actually a great question. And, you know, it's one of those things that if you're not a kind of tobacco enthusiast, like, you may not even, you could go through a whole lifetime of pipe smoking and not take a look at this at all. The cool thing is that, you know, there's so many different ways that tobaccos are processed, that gives them very unique flavors. And so this is just something that, it's just a great question for someone that's looking kind of to the finer points of tobacco processing and what the differences are going to be. Any type of consumable product has to be cured and kind of processed before consumption. And so this is just, you know, the curing process is the way that tobaccos go through that. But a lot of time, what they'll do is next to the wherever the tobacco is harvested, they'll have these big barns and they'll hang tobacco from, basically rafters or some type of pole in these barns. And the curing process depends on if it's air cured, which is just, you know, basically hanging there. And then you've got fire cured and flue cured. So air cured tobaccos are going to be, they're lower in sugar because they don't have reaction with that fire to kind of change their chemical composition. So air cured tobaccos are typically going to be kind of higher nicotine content, but less sweet. When you add the element of the fire or the heat, it kind of changes the chemical composition and complexity of the tobacco.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's air cured. The fire cured, which is more the fire and flue, which is more what he was talking about. They will actually, in these barns, very large barns, they will actually have smoldering fires, and they've even determined different temperatures to burn them at. And basically, the smoldering heat in those barns kind of gives different complexities to the different tobaccos. So fire cured, normally produces a tobacco that's also low in sugar but high in nicotine. This is more for like pipe tobacco, chewing tobacco, and occasionally you'll even see like dip or snuff kind of sure. Done in that thing. The air cured that we mentioned before is more for like cigar tobaccos. And then the flue cured is actually they have a fire, but the fire is in like an external source. And so the tobacco leaves are not basically the heat from the fire is introduced to the tobacco leaves, but not the flame. And so what's interesting about flue curing is the tobacco leaves don't have exposure to the smoke. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah. So they get the heat, but not the smoke. And what that gives is just a really interesting, kind of process, where it's got a different flavor to it.
More to the natural flavor.
More to the natural flavor. It's going to have higher nicotine content and, you know, also just very naturally sweet. So that's kind of how that works. Yeah.
Well, great.
Great question.
Well, thank you, the Disco Biscuit. If you would like your question to be the pipe question of the week, you can actually email us. I set up a email address specifically for the show that you can email the show directly.
That's great.
Just CSR, like for Country Squire Radio, CSR@podastery.com. And that emails the show directly. Or if you'd like to email the store, you can do that as well.
Yep.
The email address is?
That's countrysquire1970@gmail.com. And Bo, they're also welcome to tweet us too. If our Twitter address is @_countrysquire. And we'll, we'd love to say who it's from and where you're at and answer your questions. So be great.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
Very important part of the show. We got a new segment, listener feedback. We want to go ahead and give a shout out to all of you who have given us reviews on iTunes.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, y'all.
Oh, yes. And please just go to iTunes, you search for Country Squire Radio, write us a review. We will be more than happy to read your review on the air if it's a 4 to 5 star rating. We appreciate all ratings, of course, but
we definitely want feedback of any stripe.
Yeah. But 4 or 5 is what we'll actually read on the show. So from Jay, I love listening to the show on my day off. It has a Bob Ross effect, laid back and cool.
That sounds excellent.
We need to talk some Bob Ross sometime on the show.
We should. We definitely have a Bob Ross vibe, I think, which is there's happy little pipe smoking.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
We do need to work on the afro, though. That would be better.
I almost had one for a while.
Yeah.
And for his second shout out on this episode, Mr. J.S. Grant 4. Great way to learn about pipes.
That's
thanks.
Right.
Thanks, John.
That's
right. Thank you, Judge.
Very,
appreciate
very
that.
Succinct, to the point, very much appropriate for Judge Grant. So that's excellent.
Well, guys, like I said, go to iTunes. You can write us some reviews there. We'd love to get those. You can also contact us on the information we gave out earlier in the show, or check us out at countrysquireradio.podastery.com. That's PODASTERY, podastery.com. JD, man, I've appreciated it. I always enjoy you coming in and teaching me about pipe smoking. I love that we were able to.
We have a lot of fun, man. It's a great time. Yeah, looking forward to keeping it going.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.